This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat?
We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Hello, Malcolm.
Hi.
We're going to give away lots of sport information, aren't we?
We are. well, after I untangle the headphones from the chair, the cord of the headphones was underneath the chair right on the floor and it was twisted around the base of the chair. So I was doing that. And
I must confess, I did notice them when I walked in. I was going to untangle them, but
and
I
forgot about it. You left it. But then I've got a headache because I banged my head in the toilet on the way here. So we'll press on. We will get through.
Let's talk about...
We will survive.
Let's talk about perhaps the biggest, would you say the biggest sporting thing that happened last week?
Oh, yeah. And that's why I put it on, because it was on just after we were on air. The Matildas had their second leg of their Paris Olympics qualifying games and they played at Docklands last Wednesday.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can I just say, hey, because it will be the
you
only time...
You know the score!
The only time ever in a year...
Yeah, please tell me.
I can tell you. I don't know the score, but the others were zero.
Yeah, they were zero, of course. Australia were... The Matildas, 10-0, 10-0. We won 10-0. And Michelle Heyman, a veteran who hasn't played for more than 5 years for the team, she kicked four goals in her comeback game. Like, keep her on the team. They're the problem is they have, I think, 24 in the team and they have to narrow it down to 18 for the Olympics. So it's going to be the coach said, Gustafsson said, it's the hardest thing to let six girls know they can't play, six female players know that they won't be in the squad for the Olympics. But the Matildas are on the way to Paris 2024.
What was the crowd like?
Sellout. I wasn't there, but it was a sellout.
Now, moving on to NRL.
Well, the NRL, like, we don't talk about NRL much. No, because we're an AFL town, remember? Mm. But AFL has...
But we have listeners.
Well, yes, we do. And AFL starts next week, just let everyone know. But the NRL started their first round in Sin City, Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
They had a doubleheader. And
I heard something about them telling the boys to behave or something.
Mm-hmm. And sorry, just drinking something because of my headache. The stadium there was full.
Really?
Mainly with Australian expatriates along with a few Americans filling in. But a friend of mine who lives in LA, he went and watched it. And he's an AFL Richmond fan like you, but he went to the game because it's like a bit of Aussie in America. So NRL. G'day to Banj if you're listening. Now, I don't think so.
Because AFL is going to kick off, we talked about it a little bit last year. Are we going to do some sort of tipping or something this year?
Oh. Oh, no, because you'll lose.
Thank God. I would lose too. I have no idea.
You know, if it was you and me, I'd win. but let's give the scores. So they had a double header. So the Sydney Roosters beat the Brisbane Broncos 20-10, and the Manly Sea Eagles beat the South Sydney Rabbitohs 36-24. But the double headers were overshadowed by a racial controversy.
Oh.
But I won't say any more there because we're not into
racism. Don't give it any airtime.
No, we're not into racism here. So let's move on. I'll skip the next one, but I'll come back to that. Let's move on to the cricket.
Okay.
Now, I told you last week Australia was playing New Zealand in the cricket New Zealand in the one-day match as well. They had the first test, and Australia won the first test because Cameron Green hit 173, I think, not out, his highest score. But
he ran up and down 173 times.
Yes, that's right.
It's exhausting.
It is. But the amazing thing was the 10th wicket partnership. That's the very last. Mm-hmm. And it's often a batter playing with a bowler. And they just set an Australian record because Josh Hazlewood, who's a bowler, can't really bat, he was in there with Cameron Green as the support act and they set a record for the 10th wicket partnership. I think they put 100 and something on and it meant Australia's first innings was really high and enabled us to win the match quite easily.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now, A-League soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah, I just need the screen because you were reading your message.
It's all yours.
It's mine. A-League men. We have the Brisbane Roar beat the Melbourne Victory 3-2. In an identical score, Wellington beat Adelaide. Sydney beat Western Sydney 4-1. Central Coast beat Newcastle in the derby there 4-1-0. MacArthur beat Melbourne City 2-0. And Western United beat Perth 1-0. And in the women's, A-League. We had the Central Coast beat Adelaide 2-0. Newcastle and Perth drew 1-1. Brisbane beat Melbourne City 2-0. Melbourne Victory beat Wellington 5-3 in a high-scoring match. Sydney beat Western Sydney in the Derby 2-0. And Canberra United 2, Western United 4. So they lost Canberra. And then we had the WNBL semi-finals.
Oh, we're going back to that one.
We're going back to that now because we had the semis on the weekend. And you don't just play one match. You play a couple of matches. And the Southside Flyers from Melbourne, they are playing the Melbourne Boomers. And they are in the finals playing each other, and they've won a game each. So they've got a third game to play this week. And then the Perth Lynx beat Townsville Fire 2-0. So they're in the final. The Townsville won it last year. So we'll be looking out to see who goes all the way.
Tennis?
Oh, tennis. Tennis, tennis.
What's going on with tennis?
Your favourite sport. Well, do you know who Alex de Minaur is?
No.
What?
No, I do.
Come on. Who is he?
I know the name.
Who is he? Tell me.
You're not in court. Don't grill me.
Tell me. Who is he?
He's a player.
Yeah, he's our number one tennis player. He's top 10 in the world. He defended his title at Acapulco in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Where you were on holidays.
No, I wasn't. I was at Puerto Vallarta. And he beat Casper Ruud. Casper Ruud's the one that was runner-up to Jordan Thompson, the other Australian, last week. And then in Dubai, the Frenchman Hugo Humbert beat Alexander Bublik from Kazakhstan. And then we had a tournament in San Diego where Alex de Minaur's girlfriend, Katie Bulter from Britain, she won against Marta Kostyuk from the Ukraine. So boyfriend and girlfriend won titles on the same weekend. How fantastic.
Do you reckon when they go out or go away, they say, let's go and have a game of tennis?
Probably yes. They probably would. And then in Santiago, Chile, Sebastian Baez from Argentina beat the local favourite Alejandro Tabillo in two sets. And then in Austin, Texas, it was an all-Chinese final where Juan beat Wong. There you go. The two Chinese ladies played that one off in Austin, Texas.
Fantastic. Is that it in sport?
Yes.
Fantastic. Good to see you.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.